Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
All right, so ladies, I'm reading this thing from Nadia Bacardi, and Nadia Bacardi is from Sydney, and she's talking about the true essence of real male toxic masculinity. In a new whole, she said, whole new level. She cites a 2018 poll that basically started talking about the men and their hygiene issues. There was like 84% of men that felt washing their hands after using the toilet was kind of important.
Who? Wait.
Compared to 91% of ladies, it's just like they weren't really like taking it serious. And that was cited before COVID.
Ew.
But then there were thousands of responses that were repurposed to Reddit, where ladies have been going in ham on the hygiene issues. And the main thing that they're seeing is that they're having a problem with husbands leaving tire treads on their drawers.
Oh, what?
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
They said, okay. She said, in short, while women are quite literally cleaning ourselves sick, men aren't even wiping their bums, which is standard procedure.
See, y'all are just too quick with it.
No.
You gotta sit back down and do you think, if I found
out
that my
like
man was doing
children.
That.
Don't talk to us like we kids.
Yeah, well, you're getting up too quick. You need to clean.
Listen.
All the way clean. If you need to use wipes, let's stock the bathroom with extra stuff. That way you have all the options.
In the words of Trick Daddy, moist, man. You need the moist toilets.
Yeah, you need it all.
You can't be walking around as a grown man with business in your drawers. You can't do that.
Ugh.
You got to handle that. If you got a man that got those kind of issues, you got to straighten them out. Get the moisties.
That'll
solve your problem. If thousands of ladies are on Reddit talking about this being an issue, now I know there's certain jobs that I probably think that you'd probably accept it.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, like if you're out there, somewhere in the sun, like a construction thing.
Okay,
or like,
you know
what I'm saying?
Potty.
Like, where you're out there, not in a porta potty, but I'm saying like where you got, like where you're sweating. Like, maybe you went to this porta potty and the porta potty's kind of like limited.
Yeah.
And then you go work out in the sweat and you're dripping in.
Oh,
and
I don't
dirty.
Want
to,
this is...
You know what I'm saying? And then maybe.
No.
I'm saying, but like, not nobody who's got an office job.
No, excuse
there's
for
no
skid marks. It don't matter what you do for a living.
I think if you do something harsh for a living, like, you know, if you're out there in the streets.
No, I don't see the correlation.
Heat, sweat, swamp butt.
Yeah. No, but we're talking about
yeah,
not wiping
skid marks.
Appropriately.
Yeah, but
who's too fast? Like, you're already sitting down. You might as well take an extra second.
That's why I take my time.
I thought y'all were in there for a long time for a reason. Make sure you get all that
clean. I told you they're in there for a long reason because can't no kids get in there.
That's another
kids
reason.
Kids don't even want to get in there. You can't tell them to do nothing. That's why
Daddy,
guys stay in there.
Come out of the bathroom.
But when they finally done, they get out quick and they just don't. That's where you got to spend your really good time.
I can't imagine doing laundry and then seeing skid marks and just being okay with it. I haven't had to deal with this, but if I did see that, it would be an issue.
You would throw them away.
I would absolutely throw those underwear away.
Yeah, you can't
I'm not
wash
trying
them.
To. Well, you can.
Yeah, but you
that's
can't.
The sad part.
Yeah, but don't wash them and then give them back to
well,
them. Because you're normalizing them.
You're
you need to wash them away. Every time he's like, well, every time you do laundry, I lose all my underwear. You know why?
Yeah.
Because you're dirty. And I'm not washing those. I'm throwing those away.
Are we not like wiping appropriately? Are people wiping wrong?
I don't have these issues. The men do wipe. It's the sweating and butt leaking that's the problem. So, yes, Orlando understands. We heavy boys understand swamp butt. There you go. That's perfect. Out of 863, it's swamp butt.
So this suggestion is just wear dark draws. Problem solved. That way she doesn't see the skid marks.
Dobby.
What?
Dobby, stop texting
that?
In.
That's nasty.
Is that why you wear dark draws? Because you do wear dark draws.
How do you know?
Because your hip-hop shorts, they drip all the time. You got really funky colors. Use baby wipes, point blank, period. Guys all need baby wipes.
Yeah.
I don't have those issues. I wipe my butt at least 10 times before I get up.
Oh, you're making your skin raw.
Raw is better than...
whatever you got to do to make it clean, I guess.
Wow. Dude wipes. They have them at Walmart, somebody just said.
You got to make sure you're clean.
Listen.
And then the guys that aren't washing their hands appropriately.
Listen,
please.
There's many of us that are taking all our responsibilities seriously.
That's good.
I think we represent a good, you know, crossbreed of folks in here that's doing it right.
I thought so, but maybe, well, according to your new study that you read, that this is a problem.
That's why I'm saying it for the ladies out there that's having this issue, and now we found dude wipes.
Divorce him. Get rid of him. Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
He's not worthy.
You never know. I mean, he might have some issues.
What do you do with the...
Swamp butt is different than mud butt, somebody said.
If you find out if you say you're going to the bathroom and you have skid marks and you see it down there? Are you going to throw them out and just walk around with no drawers on for the rest of the day? Or what are you doing?
I don't know how did this turn into me answering?
I'm asking.
No, I don't. I mean, I think if you would look down and see anything that's out of place, you would probably go rectify that.
Right.
You can't just be walking around simmering. Like, that's why I smell bacon. Like, what's going on? I remember my nephew was addicted to showering after every time he went to the bathroom.
I have a girlfriend like that.
Every time he would go poopy, he would then take a shower.
Yep.
And I'm like, yo, what are you doing? He's like, I had to go to the bathroom. I'm like, but you just took a shower. He's like, right.
But then he would put the same, like, underwear back on?
He would put on new clothes. But I mean, he wouldn't be at a random house. It'd be at his house.
He wouldn't be at his best friend's house.
Yeah, it wouldn't just be at, like, anybody. He wouldn't be pooping at other people's places. I think that's a family thing we got. We don't poop at other people's places. But yeah, you see all these texts coming in?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I'm sure girls have, like, had to clean out, I don't know, the poop out of it.
There's a way to clean up, Team Big Dogs. I'm 6'3 and I'm 325, and I ain't never had any issues.
Right.
There you go.
You got to be extra clean.
Shout out to the big dudes, ain't got no issues. And Dobby. There we go.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.